It says, let's start the diet. This you can't say. Because it says, by an Amavri, it says, Dum Yediyid. Just like the Lacha, when you buy an Amavri, the Lacha is, if the master wants to, he could like marry her. And the cast of Peroyin remains the cast of Kedushin. That's called Yid. Yid. New type of the Kedushin, the master could marry his own Amavri. Now, my Yid, just like when you want to make this Yid, Alpha Gav Di Boy Miyayid. It's up to the master. When you buy an Omer Ri, if you want to marry her, yes. If not, not. Still, we say, Kol Heicha Delei Motze Miyayid. If for some reason, we'll have later on in the Gemara, you can't make a Yiyud, Lehevi Zvini Zvini. Then we say the Mechir is not called a good sale. That's not called an Omer Ri. Like if you sell it to a relative that's an Issa to marry her, so there's no Din Omer Ri then. An Omer Ri could only be if it's possible that the master could marry her. So I'll tell you how can I'm here also. Kol heichad lemotzi nigra lehevi zvini zvini. Maybe any time when you buy an eved ivri, that's not possible for the eved to buy himself back, that's not called a good sale, that's not called an eved ivri at the beginning. So since the Torah says by an eved ivri, there's a pasha of giroyin, so therefore it has to be that you start out, you have to buy the eved for more than a fruta. So once you go more than a fruta, the next coin is a dinar. So now, so far we're talking about an Eved, very good. What's it going to do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is talking about Kedusha Isha. And our Mishnah, Beishamai, says when you marry your wife, you have to give her at least a dinner. So what does an Omer have to do with Kedushin? So Gemara says, O Kedusha Isha le Beishamai, nafkulu miyom avriya. That Beishamai learns that Kedushin from the Aloch of an Omer avriya. Ma Omer avriya bepruta loy mikna. Just like an Omer avriya, you cannot buy her for a pruta. But this Svar was just saying, because the Torah says whenever you buy an Omer Ria, there has to be a way that after she worked for a while, she could buy herself back. Which means she's going to pay less than you first bought her for. So you first bought her for a pruta, there's no way she could buy herself back with less than a pruta. Because less than a pruta never has a shem kesef, it has no money value. That's not called a kinyan done through money. So when you want to, when she wants to buy herself back, it has to be through kesef. So it has to have some value to herself. If so, that's Beshamei Svara. Just like Omer cannot be done with less than a dinner, came down with a fruta, the same thing Kedushin also. Afisha putla mikasha. So Rashi said, the Gamrina mikedusha yid. He learns it out from Kedusha yid. Have Omer Ria, it's possible Kedushin of a Kedusha yid, so he learns it out from there. The Gemara says, well, v'yema pala dinner. Okay, you can't have a pruta, but maybe it's enough half of a dinner. What do you have to have a dinner for? And v'yema shtei prutis. Also, say first you bought the Amavriya with two prutis, and then she could buy herself back with one pruta. So why does Beishamai go from a pruta to a dinner? That the Gemara says, kivan the afiktim a pruta. Once you take it out, more than the pruta's worth, ukma dinner. That's a svar already. That once you say a fruit is no good for Kedushin, that's a throw, the next chush of a coin there is a dinner. Rabbi says, Hang the time of the Beshamino Beshamish Svar is, Shloye Benoist Yisroel Kefka. We don't want Benoist Yisroel to be like Kefka. We don't want to make it so easy to marry. The Rashi Liknes Badava Muit. Or Midrabbananu, Avada Beshamayoni says the Svar Midrabbanan. The Karmelay Beshamay. The Afka Rabbanan Kedushin Abchusim Adinu. That even though midiraisa, if you marry with a pruta, it should be good. But midrabbanan b'shamayot the svara, the rabbanan don't want to stamp to marry a girl for a pruta. Can't make it like hefka, like it's nothing. If you want to marry, you have to give her a double choshev to sow the shivas to marriage. So therefore, you have to give at least a dinner. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Yud Beis Amar Aleph. A few lines down. Ubeisilla Imrin de Pruta. Beisilla says in the Mishnah that you have to have at least a Pruta to marry your wife with. If you want to be in the Kaddish with Kesef, with money, you have to give her at least a Pruta. Samara says, Sova Rav Yosef Lameima, Rav Yosef first thought to say, Pruta Koldu. Pruta means, at your times, the smallest coin there is. That's what a Pruta is. So you don't always have to give a pruta. If you have it like a penny now, even though a penny is worth less than a pruta, that would also be good. So Rashi says it means koma shaderus mishanin esamatveya pomim shapoichtim pomim shemasifim mishkolim. the smallest amount of a coin you have at that time, that's enough for a pruta. Omalai Abaye, Abaye said back, no. V'yolokatonya, this we learned. Kamhi pruta. How much is a pruta? So it says clearly, echad mishmai nebiyasa ratalki. It's 1/8 of this coin isa that you find in a talki. So you see there's an exact measurement how much fruta is. V'chitayim, maybe you'll answer me no. Hani mili b'darisha maisha. That only measurement was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then a pruta was worth a shmeina, 1/8 of an Yisra Talki. Aval hocha kidechoshvul l'inchi, but maybe every generation depends upon what the smallest coin they have at that time. Maybe that's enough. So Moshe says no. V'akiyasi Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came, Omar he said like this, Shia Rabbi Simoi b'doiroi, Rabbi Simoi made a shear and a measurement in his time, in his generation, kama, he pruta. How much is a pruta worth in his times? Echad mishmein of Yisra Talki. So you see, even in his times, way later, after Moshe Rabbeinu, still you have the exact same shear. The shear is still 1/8 of an Yisra Talki. And just as the Chiyosi Rovin, when Rovin came, Omar Reb Destoy, he said over the name of Reb Destoy, and Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shia, that Shira Kamhevi Fruta, they made a measurement how much is a fruta worth, and they said it's Echad Mishisha B'Yisra Talki. 1/6. So it's a machlekes if it's 1/8 or it's 1/6. But our Kopon and see it doesn't change every generation. You can't have less than this. So see, a fruta has the exact measurement how much you have to have. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said back like this. Hihochi, if so, that's the pshat. So Rabbi Yosef said back to Abai, Rashi, Hihochi, Rashi, the ain't pruta, chusim ikan, it is true what you're saying, that you can't have a pruta less than 1/8 of an italki, or else 1/6. If so, hainu de tanina. That's how we learned, that tsei v'choshev kama prutois b'shnei sloyim. Let's see, as the Torah's kind of brought down a Bayikra, it says there, let's see how many prutas are there in two sloyim. So it says over there, Yosef mi'apayim, more than 2,000. So the question is, according to our Cheshbin, that a prut is 1/8 of an Isra Talki, if so, apayim leheven, there's not even 2,000. If so, Yosef mi'apayim korulu, how come you say it's called more than 2,000? You don't even have 2,000, like we'll soon see the Cheshbin. Like Rashi says, if a fruta is really only 1/8 of an Yisra Talki, so you have less than 2,000 frutas. So how come it says more than 2,000? So Gemara says, Omalahu, Hahu Saba, this old person said, I learned Pshan the Torah's Kanam, and what the Girsa should have been. The way you're supposed to learn there is, Karivli Alpayim. Just means it's near 2,000, but not 2,000, not even more, it's even less. Just as close to 2,000 prutas he have in two sloyim. So Gemara still asks though, but saif, so what? Alpha, you know exactly how many prutas you're going to have in two sloyim. If you make this cheshbon of 1/8 of an iser, you're only going to have 1,000, for chomay shemeya and 500, or tlosin v'shisha and 36. Who the heaven, that's all. So how come you say close to 2,000? It's not even close. So Gemara says no. Kiva and Dinafkalumi Palga, since it's more than 1.5, 1,000, so therefore Karavla Apayim correlate. That's why it's called close to 2,000. In other words, since it's more than 1,500, it's 1,536, so since it's 36 more than 1,500, that's why they call it already close to 2,000. But our Kopanam comes out good with this Cheshbin, that a Pruta is at all times always 1/8 of an Isra Talki. Now Gufa, before we just said that Kiyosi Rav Dimi, Omar, he said that Shia Rav Simoi B'dayroi, Rav Simoi made a Shia in his generation, his times, that Kamehi Pruta, how much is a Pruta worth? And he said it's Echad Mishmoin of Isra Talki, 1/8 of an Isra Talki. And then it said that V'chiyosi Rovin, when Rovin came, Omri said, Shia Reb Doistoi, Reb Yana Reb Oishia, they also made a Shia of Kamihi Pruta, how much is a Pruta in their generation? And they came out that it's Echad Mishisha B'Yisra Talki. It's 1/6 of this coin Isra that you find in the Talki. Yeah. So So now, Omalei Abayin Rav Dimi, so Abayin wants to set Rav Dimi, Neymo, let's say, at for Ravin. Like, what's this machlokes between you, Rav Dimi, and Ravin, whether a fruit is 1/6 or whether it's 1/8? Let's say you are both arguing, Peplug Tadani Tanoi, in the machlokes of this Tanoim. You're arguing the machlokes of this Tanoim. The Tanya will learn like this. Pruta sha'omru chachomim. How much is a pruta that the chachomim say is echad mishmoin of Yisra Hatalki? It's 1/8 of an Yisra Hatalki. Now we'll go down to explain exactly how you get it. Sheish more kesef dinam. 6 more kesef then equals to 1 dinam. Now more, how much is a more? Shnei pundian. A more is called 2 pundian. Pundian is shnei yisrin. Isser is shnei musmisisim, and musmas is shnei kuntrikun, and kuntrikun shnei prutis. That's 2 prutis. So comes out, nimsa comes out, pruta, what's a pruta? That's achas mishmain of yisratalki. That's 1/8 of an yisratalki. So this Tana holds clearly that a pruta is 1/8 of an yisratalki. All these are different coins, so explaining how much each one has in the other one. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, a little bit different. He says, Shloisha hadrasin lameya. A meya, this coin of a meya has 3 hadrasin. And shnei hansin lahadras. There are 2 coins of handisin, of a hansin equal to a hadras. Now shnei shmonin lahanets. Each hanets has the value of 2 shmonin. And base prutas the shaman. 2 prutas equal to a shaman. So it comes out as nimso, nimso comes out, Pruto achas mishish of Yisratalki. According to Rashi Shimon Gamliel, it comes out, it's only 1/6. So Rashi says, Nimtzos pruto echad mishisha, she'isser echad michov dal abediner. Because an isser is 1/24 of a dinner, like you said before. Avala pruto es gedol b'mashamata. It's only question the fruit is bigger or small. So therefore, according to Rashi Shimon, it comes out, a pruto is 1/6 of an Yisratalki. See, if so, the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Demar Oma Katanakama, you that say a pruta is 1/8 of an Isra Talki, comes out good like the Tanakama over here. The Rovin, the Omar, Krav Shimon Ben Gamliel. And Rovin that says, no, a pruta is 1/6, he holds like a Shimon Ben Gamliel. So he answers back and says, no. Omar Leis, they said back to him, no, you should know, Bain Didi, or Bain Rovin, I'll leave it to the Tanakama. Both of us, both Rovin and Rav Dimin, both come out good according to the Tanakama. For like Kasha, I'll tell you, there's no stira. Even though Luchura, according to the Tanakama, says a prut is 1/8 of an Yisra Talki. So how come one of them says now it's only 1/6? Rav Dimi said it's only 1/6. So how does it come out? Rav Distoy, Rav Ravin said that it's only 1/6. Luchura, it's a stira. Yes, so how does it come out? So Gemara says it's good. For like Kasha, there's no Kasha. I'll tell you, Hodi Ikor Isurai. And how the Zul Isurai, it depends, certain times the coin Isurai has more value to it, it's the Iker, it's worth more, and certain times the Zul, it gets worth less. How the Iker Isurai, come Esther and Viyabo, the Zuzi. When it's worth more, so then you have 24 of them in a Zuz. So then a fruit is considered 1/8 of an Isuratalki. But how the Zul, when we say it's only 1/6, that's when the Isur becomes less value. It comes down in value. And therefore you need kum telosin or train the zuzi. There are 32 in a zuz. So that's what's coming out there. When the isurim has value to it, the right way it's supposed to be, so then the pruta is 1/8 of it. But when the isur itself was devaluated, then the pruta is only 1/6 of the isur. Yeah. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this now. Kitsha b'tomorrow. If a man goes to marry his wife, he gives her a date. And he tells her, "Rei, I'm a kodesh asli, but tomorrow zu." So it says, "Afilu oimet kura tomorrow b'dinner." Even though you have mamash a whole kura, a big pile of tomorrow is worth a dinner. So it comes out really right now, each date by itself is worth much less than a pruta. Still, makodeshes. There's a suffic kedushin over here. You know why? Chayshinim were afraid. Shema shav a pruta b'modai. Maybe this date will be worth a pruta in modai. In other words, even though here we have an abundance of dates, so it's not worth so much, but maybe in another place where you don't have so many dates, there they'll be worth more. So therefore, since someplace else it could be worth it, pruta, so it's called chashinon, we have a suffix, maybe it's called kesef even over here. That's Shmuel's Chiddush. So Mari asks, for a non-tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that they still learn, remember, pruta, v'shava pruta. The mashma, to get married, you have to use at least a pruta. And less than that, there's no kedushin. So it's not like Shmuel. So Mari says like Kashia, ha b'kedusha vadi, ha b'kedusha suffix. When you want to have a vadai kedushin, you know for sure you're married, then you have to have at least a shava pruta right now. Shmuel has only said that even though it's not worth a shava pruta here, maybe someplace else it is worth a shava pruta, so it's only a suffix kedushin. But in order to have a vadai kedushin, that's based on the Mishnah, you need a vadai shava pruta. Verse says, who garbed, there was a man, the Aktish Bezavda the Urdi. He gave for Kedushin, Rashi says, it means Agudish Shamuchin, a bunch of cotton. That's what he gave his wife. His Makadisha was a bunch of cotton. Vayag Bezavda the Urdi. So Yosir Yosini Bachia, he sat down there, Kai made the Rav, for Makai, for Komayin, but he wanted to look into this cotton to see if it's really worth a Shava Pruta or not. A Yispe Shava Pruta in, Eloiloi, he wanted to see if it's worth a Shava Pruta, the Kedushin is good. If not, not. V'loy loy. Samar says, V'les for Shava Pruta loy. So what are you telling me now that if this cotton is not worth a Shava Pruta, you will not have Kedushin? I've all my Shmuel just got finished saying, Chashinon. So I will Chashin, even though here this cotton is not maybe worth a Pruta, but maybe B'moda, maybe someplace else is worth a Shava Pruta. So how could you say if it wasn't worth, it wouldn't be Kedushin, it should be a Safi Kedushin? Tomorrow says true, like Asher, hold the Kedusha Vadai, hold the Kedusha Sofik. True, he was checking it out to see if she's married for sure. If it was worth a Shava Pruta here, then there's Vadai Kedushin. But on the other side, that it was not worth a Shava Pruta here, true, it would be a Sofik Kedushin. Tomorrow says, Ugarba, there was a man, the Aktish, he wanted to marry his wife, the Avna the Kuchla, with a black marble stone. Rashi says, Shaya Shachar, black marble. So that's what he married, is what he gave his wife this L'Shem Kedushin. Yosef Rav Chizda L'Kom Eshaya Lay, Eyispe Shava Pruta In, Ila Lay. So Rav Chizda sat down there to look over this stone to see if it's worth a Shava Pruta or not. And he said, if it is, there's Kedushin here. If there's no, if it's not, there's no Kedushin. So Mari asked again, V'Lesbe Shava Pruta Lay. You want to tell me if this stone is not worth a Shava Pruta, then they're not married. I've all my Shmuel said, we just had, that Chashinon, that Shmuel has a new svar, even though here it's not worth a Shava Pruta, but we have to be afraid maybe someplace else where it's rare, it will be worth a Shava Pruta. So Mara says, Rav Chizda lo sovelo de Shmuel. I tell you true, Rav Chizda does not hold like Shmuel. Rav Chizda holds, it depends how much it's worth right here and right now. If right here it's worth a Shava Pruta, she's Mukadeshes. If right here it's not worth a Shava Pruta, she's Vaday Eina Mukadeshes. Not like Shmuel. Omra lo ima. So a mother told the Omra lo ima that Chizla Sambala de Shmuel. Omra lo ima, Vohu yoima, the kitcha, the day she got married, Heve ve Shava Pruta. Her mother told you should know that the day when your husband gave you this stone, it was worth a Shava Pruta. So in other words, even though right now we don't know if it's worth a Shava Pruta or not, but she said, you should know, at the time when you received it that day, she knew that it was worth a Shava Pruta. So Mora says, Omaloi, he said back to her, Lav kol kiminoch tiyasatalu abasra. We don't trust you to ask her now on a second person. What happened here was, somebody else later gave this wife Kedushin. So the question is, the first husband gave her this black stone, and then another man came and gave her a real pruta for L'Shem Kedushin. So according to Rav Chizda, the first husband did not marry her. Since when we look at the stone right now, we do not see that it's worth a Shava Pruta, so we say the first Kedushin is bottled, they were never married. Therefore, when the second one married her right now, she's married to the second one. So here the mother said, you should know, I know though, that the day when you received this coin, it was worth a Shava, the stone was worth a Shava Pruta. So Gemara says, we don't believe the mother. Lafko Kamina the Yosel La'abasra. She's like an Eidechod. We don't trust her, we don't believe her. She's not never to say that the Kedushin was good, the first one, to ask her now upon the second husband. She's only an Eidechod, we don't believe her. So Gemara says,